It's time for more artists. John for Not.
Come on, it's like two, maybe three, just to start the show.
Doesn't matter, sport.
Hypnagogue Podcast 380.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so technically it was more than two or three. In case you're new here, or you haven't been around for one of the artists John Forgot segments previously, here's what happens. Over the years, I have gotten a lot of music, and typically when music comes in, I download it into my system, and then I bring it over into iTunes, and then I give it a quick listen, and I shove it into a holding tank, or formerly known as the newish queue. That's what normally happens. Sometimes, apparently, I do part of that. I download it, I put it into my system, and then I forget that I did those things. And then it's a few years later, and I'm shuffling my queue, and up comes a tune, and I look up, and there's a name I don't recognize. and I head into this spreadsheet that I have, which has like 4,800 entries in it, every track that I've ever played on the show. And I will put that person's name into a find. And then when it runs through the whole spreadsheet and says artist not found, I go, oh, I guess I forgot about them. And then every now and then, I will dedicate some time to them. Now, in my defense, let me say this. I did it as a little bit more of a purposeful exercise this time. Some of them I did find by accident through the shuffle. And then I kind of decided to just start fast-forwarding through the library to see if there were names that I didn't recognize. Sometimes I saw a name, was like, huh, have I played them before? And I do the search, and there they are. Okay, good, I played them. That's off the list. What I discovered was that sometimes the reason that they haven't appeared in a podcast episode, or perhaps that back before 2017, that I didn't review them, was because they're just not good music to me. Let me say that again. Not good music to me. I'm not one of those people that says this music is good, this music is bad. Clearly, someone thought it was good, they put it out there, someone else will have listened to it and went, hey, that's pretty good. I listen to it and I just go, oh shit, no. That's not going on my program. Because I'm kind of the gatekeeper here. I play a lot of different stuff, you know that. But I have to like it first. If I don't like it, why am I going to give it to you to listen to? It's not going to happen. So there were perhaps a couple of artists that fell into the forgot category, but who now are no longer in the library. That's another thing. With the amount of music that I get, I do, again, I give it a listen. I decide, you know, pretty quickly, pretty subjectively, whether or not I might use it in a later date for a show. If I don't like it, if I don't think I'm going to use it, I get rid of it. I don't need that stuff taking up disk space that I could be using for music that I will put onto the podcast and that I will enjoy listening to on my own later. So that's always been the policy. There's no reason to take up space for stuff I'm not going to use. Boy, was that long-winded. What you want to know is, who were these artists that John forgot? Well, we started with DK and the track Full Consciousness from 18 Movements. After that, Dyropol with Turmata from an album name that I can't pronounce, and neither can Google Translate. I'm going to spell it for you. YHNPITVR. I'm not going there. Go find it. After that, Jeremy Keenan. I can pronounce these things. The track was In Tone from the album Scripts. Then it was Death Dance stepping things up with Perfectly Lit from Revelier. And finally, here is a name I can't believe escaped me. I can't believe that this kind of fell through the whole time. And this is actually the newest of the forgotten artists. I do have some that go back into 2022 that I haven't gotten to yet, but I didn't have them in one of the holding tanks. But how did I miss a band called, here comes, Wet Tuna? Yeah, Wet Tuna. Let that sink in. That track was called Sweet Chump Change, and that was Warping All By Yourself. By the way, the oldest of these is Dyropol. That goes back to 2015. Jeremy Keenan, 2017. Death Dance, 2019. And then that was all of them, right? Because I'm looking, there are actually a couple of names on here. I didn't put a couple tracks, and I have to save these for a bit later. There are a couple more, but I figured five was good for now. Okay, I'm not done talking, because here we go. We're going to start the next set. But when I do put things into the holding tanks and I refresh it, the majority of the time that I listen to this, I'm listening to it in my car. So when the car starts up and the phone's plugged in, it naturally goes to the top of the list alphabetically. And so there's always one track for a couple of weeks or a couple of months, depending upon how long it sits there, that I hear every time I start my car. Sometimes this is a good thing. Sometimes it's less of a good thing. This track has been in the first up in my car for, let's call it about 2 months now. And it took me a little while to get used to it. I am going to warn you that it starts off a little weird, but the more I listened to it, the more I really liked it. And it comes from a band whose name I probably can't pronounce. How about Tod Sangst Austehen? 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 This is a fun show, isn't it? Anyway, here's A1 from that album. This is Hypnagogue Podcast 380. You've been warned.
Thank you. Yeah.
And so thus ends our dip into the holding tanks for Hypnagogue podcast number 380. We started off with Todesangst Ostehen, or something like that, from the release Autumn 20, and that track was A1, and that is now off of my phone, so I will not hear it every time I get into the car, but I hope you liked it as much as I did. After that, another album that, it's a little bit different than what we normally play here, but when I listened to it, it really hit me. It was just a strong, emotional, dark album. It's by Foster Hilding. It's called The Summer That Dried the Well, and that track was The Ditch Between the Roads. And then I will give credit where credit is due. The Shuffle showed me that that song moved well into this next song, which was In Vitro's Los Cielos del Mundo, The Skies of the World, from Deriva Adentro. After that, Jörg Schaff and Michael Bruckner. Michael has re-released some of his older albums, has revisited them, and has brought in people to remix with him. And I considered playing the original of this, because the albums have the original pieces, and then they have the revisited pieces on them. And then I decided, you know what, let's go with the newer version, because I'm not sure how far back the album goes, but I'm always happy to play Michael's music here. But that was off of the revisited version of 100 Million Miles Under the Stars, and that was Paradox Planet Revisited. Then Sverrir Knut Johansson, back with a really, really excellent album called Metahuman. Just superb. I've listened to it a number of times. That track was called Immortal. An album that definitely kind of, you know, I've mentioned before, I'll shuffle things and I'll have a moment like, ooh, who is that? You know? And this album caught me a number of times by Joe Wienick. It's called From Occident to Orient. Just a fun kind of world-based contemporary instrumental album. Just very pleasing to listen to. That track was called Ocean in Motion. Got a little bit like a smooth jazz thing going on in that. After that, it was Kenneth Hooper with Up Ahead from As the Crow Flies. Then Miguel Otero and The Blue Ball Inn from Brief Tales. Then I had a track from Logout, and in my notes, as I shuffle, I'll make notes for myself so I have an idea of why I liked a track. And the note that I put on this one was, folksy until it isn't. I think that's pretty accurate. The track was called Fire, and that is from the album Instrumentals, and we closed out with Ralph Kinsella and An Ocean in the Pines from In the Lives That Surround You, and that is Hypnagogue podcast number 380. Every 2 weeks I sit in the little spare room in my home and I bring you the best in ambient electronic and contemporary instrumental music. I slap a label on it that says Hypnagogue podcast, and then you get to listen to it. Make sure you're subscribing so that you don't miss a single episode. They come out every other Thursday, as they have for going on 14 years now. But, you know, do that if you're not already, because I want to make sure that you get all this good music, even if it's artists that I forgot. My name's John Shanahan. I hope to see you on the next one. And until that time, you very nice people, I bid you all peace and power.